Last but never the least, the 12th house. Well, everybody is very sad about the 12th house, isn't it? This is the most misunderstood house in Jyotish, by the way. They think it's loss, it's gain, it's foreign lands, it's isolation, it's disease, long-term disease. Yeah. All this stuff goes on in Jyotish. They haven't understood the 12th house, Pisces. 12th from the 12th house, Bhavadbhavam, is 11th house. Meaning, whatever you have donated in the previous life, as your wealth, as your gains, as your wisdom, as your effort, shows up as gains in this lifetime. Nothing feeds into the 12th house, but the Bhavadbhavam from 12th house is the 11th house, isn't it? So whatever, if you are having too much of 12th house planets, you have consumed too much in the last lifetime. You are here to give away everything now. You might be a billionaire, trillionaire, whatever heir in the last birth, and you have misused it. So now you have come to give away everything of that, and it will show up as planets and points in the 12th house. You have to give away stuff. If sun is in the 12th house, means you're born early morning, isn't it? So you are supposed to give away, you're supposed to detach from that aspect. You're supposed to give away your brilliance to others. Sunrise in the morning. 12th from the 12th house is the 11th house, meaning it is also the house of health. If you take health and diseases, 6th house, 12th house, okay? 6th house is the beginning of the disease, whatever your proud karma accumulated. Even from Avatya Karaka perspective, people who are dominants of 6th and 12th end up as doctors, surgeons. This time around, they are curing other people, isn't it? So let's say 12th house is also the house of long-term illness, hospitalization, all this kind of stuff like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all the bullshit that goes on. Now, that shows up in your 12th house. 11th house, 12th from the 12th, is the loss of the loss house, isn't it? Therefore, it's the gain. That means, therefore, it's a gain of your health. So if you ever want to check whether what are the chances of recovery, what are the chances of health recovering from an illness, check the 5th house, the loss of the 6th house. Check the 11th house, loss of the 12th house. This is the way you interpret Bhavadbhavam. If you are suffering from something, God forbid, may everybody be healthy, of course, but that's a result of your own past karmas. That's the way Jyotish lens looks at it. So if you want to see health also, look at the strength of the 11th house, because it's 12th from the 12th house. Loss of the loss house. Also, whatever you have gained, if the 11th house is focused, means you have done a lot in the last lifetime to give away stuff. People who donate stuff. This is the secret many wealthy families in India engage in. They give away a lot of their wealth. Millionaires and billionaires know this. They are charity foundations. They give away the wealth. So that wealth comes in. If you give away, amplify your giving away, you